Good morning, I'm Michael Lyon, sitting in for Mike Hogan this morning. Omaha Public Schools is opening a new elementary school in the Gifford Park neighborhood at 32nd and Burt Streets, right in our neighborhood here. It's been about 17 years in the making, and OPS is inviting community members to the Yates Community Center, 3260 Devonport Street, on September 10th from 5:30 to 6:30. For a community interview of the incoming elementary school principal candidate. Charles Wakefield is Director of Human Resources for OPS. Good morning. Thanks so much for coming by.
Good morning.
It's really great to see this new school going up in the neighborhood, and it's also a great opportunity for community members on September 10th to get to know a potential future leader of this incoming neighborhood school.
I definitely agree. We've done a community interview process for the past several years. It's a little unique with a brand new school, as we don't have a set school community. So kind of a unique process there, but it's a great way for the community to give input before we make a final selection, and a great way for the community to begin to get to know who their potential new principal is.
Yeah. Might I ask you, since the school is new, what sort of needs you identified, and what leads the school district to actually put up a new school?
The school at 32nd and Burt Street is the first new school we've opened since 2013. But as we recently talked about with our recent bond issue, we continue to have a massive need across the district for classroom space, especially in Midtown and Southern Omaha. This is the first of many schools. We have five new schools coming with the bond issue as well. So this is a process that we'll be going through quite frequently over the next 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. So I know you've received community input at various stages of the preparation, planning, and building of this new school. And in this community meeting on September 10th, community members can ask questions, but you would really like for those questions and topics to be submitted online on the district webpage beforehand. And that is district.ops.org. And there's only a brief time for people to do that, right?
That is correct. We do need those questions by tomorrow. As our interview with the community is Monday, we do go through all those questions and combine them to make the most use of the community's time, so they're not hearing the same question over and over.
Yeah. District.ops.org is the website to go to, and that is by tomorrow at midnight, September 8th. When is it planned for the new school to open?
The new school is scheduled to open August 2019, so next school year. The new principal will actually be named soon and begin their work in January to begin the opening process of the school.
What sort of topics or questions do you anticipate people will submit for this new superintendent? What should they want to know?
It's very common for us to see questions about leadership style, integration of the community. I've met several times with Gifford Park Neighborhood Association. I know they're very interested in how the community can help the school, support the school, and continue some community initiatives. So we expect to see those sorts of questions. We always get questions about curriculum and communication styles as well. Mm-hmm. But it's really about that interaction with the community that we see the most often.
And I did say school superintendent, so I'll correct myself here and say that this is a school principal candidate. There's been some talk over time about the boundaries of the new school. Since there were those pressing needs in the area, it's not surprising that many families want it in. And you sought and received community input. So what will the final boundaries be? Where will you draw from?
A majority of the students will come from either Kellam Elementary School or Dundee Elementary School. The boundaries can, the information is also at our district office that families can check and see if they're within or not within those boundaries.
Yeah, great. One of the, it's ironic in a good way that the meeting on September 10th for the community to come and hear from the incoming elementary school principal candidate will be at the Yates Center, and earlier proposals I know contemplated that the Yates Center would be torn down to make way for the school, but that center serves a valuable purpose in the neighborhood. You were able to establish that and plan on keeping that around.
Yeah, we absolutely have no plans to close or change the purpose or the function of Yates Center. It's a valuable resource for us as we work with our migrant and ELL families, and it's a school building that we use quite frequently, so it's good for the community and good for the district.
Charles Wakefield is Director of Human Resources for the Omaha Public Schools. OPS is opening a new elementary school in the Gifford Park neighborhood at 32nd and Burt Streets. That's expected to be in August of 2019. And OPS is inviting community members to the Yates Community Center at 3260 Davenport Street on September 10th at 5:30 for a community interview of that incoming elementary school principal candidate. Community members can submit questions or topics they'd like to have addressed on the district webpage at district.ops.org. The deadline for that is tomorrow at midnight, Saturday, September 8th. Charles Wakefield, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
I'm Michael Lyon, and this is Omaha Public Radio, 91.5 KIOS FM. It's just coming up to 8:51 and a half.